From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State is taking responsibility for a late-night stabbing in Paris that left one person dead, two severely wounded, and two others wounded as well. This man saw that attack.
Then I heard some fire shots. I walked toward them. Then a policeman came, and he had a bulletproof vest. He told me that it was the police that shot the fire, and that the man was arrested. He couldn't arm us anymore.
Witnesses said the attacker shouted the Arabic phrase "Allahu Akbar," meaning "God is great," during the attack. French President Emmanuel Macron said France, in his words, will not yield an inch to the enemies of freedom. Paris had been on high alert for terror attacks as a series of attacks have occurred in the nation over the past 3 years. For the first time since the Islamic State militants were driven out of last year from Iraq, citizens have voted for a new parliament and ultimately a new government. AP's Susanna George reports there was low voter turnout, largely due to voter apathy.
Iraq has long battled entrenched corruption in the political system, and while from the outside world many may see Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi riding this wave after military victories over the Islamic State group, for many Iraqis, what they really want to see is government reform and an improvement in their economy.
Iraq's political parties traditionally fall almost precisely along ethnic and religious lines. This year, it's been closer to cross-sectarianism. This is VOA News.